B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This was by far my favorite story that I came across yesterday. A woman in the United States has become the laughingstock of the internet after revealing she has mistakenly spent the past few days washing her hands instead of a bar of soap, but with a block of cheese.
What?
Wow. Yes. There's no suds.
So here you go. Miley, who is from Washington State, thought that she was doing her bit to stop the spread of coronavirus by thoroughly washing her hands with a bar of soap. Unfortunately, she instead succeeded in spreading some rather mature-looking cheddar on her hands over the course of several days. Sharing her story on Reddit, Miley explained how the cheese ended up being mistaken for a bit of soap after it was left out of the fridge following a drunken late-night snack.
Ah.
So it had kind of dried out. So
yeah, it actually would kind of have some of those hoity-toity soaps are like cheese.
Yeah, they look like it. Yeah. So waking the next morning, she assumed that the lump was the remnants of a bar of soap. She also was keen to stress that she does actually keep a bar of yellow, unscented soap nearby for such use, with the two evidently getting mixed up. She said, I use liquid soap for the dishes. Bar soap like this is gentler on my hands after I do chores, if that makes any sense. It was a couple of days of, why isn't this foaming? And I come to realize that it was a dried square of Tillamook sharp cheddar cheese.
I bet you that's good.
She said, I suspect I left it out when I was intoxicated and I just forgot about it. So
I could see that. Absolutely.
I love it. Here's a Florida story, a Florida man story. He was arrested for impersonating an officer just 2 days after going to jail for the exact same thing.
Oh, man.
The sheriff's office said
he should have impersonated a judge. He could have let himself off.
The officer said that Leroy Stottlemyre was arrested for impersonating a law enforcement officer and shoplifting. Following this, law enforcement went on to speak with several toll bridge attendants who had previous encounters with Stottlemyre. They said he would often try to flash a badge to avoid paying a $2 bridge toll. He reportedly did this several times over the last few months and identifies himself as a U.S. Air Marshal. During his last encounter at that toll bridge, they said that the attendant presented Stottlemyre with an article about his arrest on March 9th for impersonating a law enforcement officer. He then put away his badge and paid the toll. However, on March 13th, deputies said that they once again arrested Stottlemyre at his home. The sheriff said 2 days after his release, and he's already up to his old tricks. We know already that he thinks that he can get out of shoplifting and pay tolls with his fake badge. I am happy that we are able to get him back off the streets before something more serious occurs.
Listen, I hope this won't have to go through internal affairs. You're not a cop!
That's right. All right, I caught this audio yesterday. This is great. A professor at Macquarie University in Australia was teaching a class that was being streamed live online Tuesday, which caught a couple in the room, and one of them was giving a handy to the other during the lecture. She said,
there are many lectures I could have used that.
She said, I know precedent is a very sexy topic, but and I love when my audience are engaged and animated, but there is a limit to that. She added that there was a time and a place for special love time, and her class wasn't it. And she said, no below the belt touching in my lecture theater, please. She also said That couple has been caught doing naughty things in the class at least once before.
Have you ever known any exhibitionists like that? People just who really are drawn to doing things in public?
No.
That's a fetish I never quite understood.
That holds no fascination to me whatsoever.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
The coronavirus pandemic has caused a new record to be set. inadvertently, it is for the world's longest commercial flight by distance. It happened after an Air Tahiti Nui plane that was forced to fly from French Polynesia to France in a nonstop 16-hour trip across 9,765 miles.
Wow.
So it has become the longest commercial flight. This is on Saturday. The flight left Papeete, Tahiti. At 3 a.m. local time and touched down at Charles de Gaulle in Paris at 6:30 a.m. local time on Sunday. The flight usually stops in Los Angeles to pick up passengers and refuel, but the new travel ban, which prohibits foreign nationals who have been in Europe to enter the U.S., and light passenger loads, drove Air Tahiti Nui officials to fly straight to Paris. The Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner reportedly spent about 15 hours and 45 minutes in the skies. The flight broke the previous record set by Singapore Airlines, which was a distance of 9,534 miles that took place between Singapore and Newark, New Jersey.
We are now leaving Papeete.
So it ended up being the longest flight. Wow.
That's something.
How about this?
I would go stark raving mad, but yeah.
Here's another coronavirus bizarre file story. A hardcore Disney fan who has visited California's Disneyland theme park every day for more than 8 years.
Wow.
Ended his streak when the park temporarily closed.
Aww.
I mean, the guy does not miss a day.
Disney that sucks.
Announced that it was closing Disneyland amid the coronavirus pandemic on March 13th, meaning Jeff Reitz's 2,995th consecutive day at the theme park was the last in his streak. Man, he was five away from 3,000 in a row.
Man.
Cal Ripken of this thing.
They should have just let him go in.
The 47-year-old said he still plans to visit the park when it reopens.
F them.
That his streak is over and that he plans to seek a Guinness World Record.
Could you imagine?
No.
Every day at Disney?
For 8 years.
For
every single day.
8 years.
That's insane.
That's for goddamn ridiculous.
It's just for goddamn ridiculous. Boone County deputies arrested a trio of men accused of stealing six cars from communities, robbing others, and using the money inside to go shopping in the Tri-County Mall. Deputies said one suspect, 18-year-old Jermaine Brown, tied himself to the crime by actually using a victim's credit card at a Foot Locker, but linked the purchase to his own Foot Locker rewards card.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't want to miss out on that.
And that's how they found out that he was the guy who stole the credit card.
Listen, this is a stolen card, but how do I link these points to my own membership?
Brown faces multiple felony theft charges. He also used two victims' checkbooks to write himself checks for a total of $1,565, but charged with two counts of forgery. 27-year-old Ukrainian chess champion and his girlfriend have been found dead in their Moscow flat, apparently poisoned by laughing gas, by nitrous oxide.
Oh, they were doing that and they OD'd
and
basically?
Them. Yeah. Well, not OD'd. I mean, like, you run out of air.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You're not getting oxygen if you're breathing that stuff. So,
well, they went out laughing.
Stanislav Bogdanovich and Alexandra Vernagora, also a top chess player, were found with balloons containing the gas, nitrous oxide. The gas is inhaled using a balloon.
You don't normally think a chess player is doing this kind of stuff.
No. Russian investigators reported the deaths without naming the pair and said that there were no signs of foul play. Bogdanovich was a speed chess champion. Vernagora was also a professional chess player and was studying at Moscow State University.
That speed chess stuff is wild.
Nitrous oxide has been linked to a number of deaths. It can also cause breathing difficulties, dangerously increased heart rate, and burns as well. But it killed them.
That's weird that it happened to two people
at
the same, essentially the same time. That's bizarre.
Yeah. Case, I don't know if they had it, you know, I don't know if it, well, they just
maybe
said
they're having a contest. Like, all right, hey, let's see if we can suck, you know,
they were speed sucking.
Down. Yeah.
All right, and that's it. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.